And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Unsung Gamers Podcast. I am your host, Rico, a.k.a. Fans from Recon, and with me, as always, is my brother, Shadow Alchemist X, a.k.a. Nando.
Hey, hey, hey.
And returning with us again is El Tacoma, a.k.a. Elway, a.k.a. Jermaine.
What's going on?
So I know, you know, we're going to keep this one short today. We just want to, you know, wish y'all, hopefully y'all had a safe and wonderful Christmas this past Christmas, and, you know, we're looking forward to a new year, 2024, and hopefully we're looking forward to new things, new games, new experiences to play on PlayStation for me. Hopefully maybe this year I'll probably get me a VR game. I don't know. Guys, what are y'all looking forward to in 2024?
Hopefully I can start building my PC.
Nice.
I guess just hopefully get some good games in next year. So far, so good from what I've seen.
Yeah, and you know, since this year's ending, you know, we found out the game of the year was Baldur's Gate 3, which now I am gonna buy it. I just don't know when, but there's another game I need to buy. However, I have heard other, awards, you know, IGN, other magazine outlets that have given the Game of the Year award to Spider-Man 2. And then of course some other ones gave it to Tears of the Kingdom too, but you know, again, it's very difficult to, you know, say which one is the number one, but I mean, if we're going to go with it, it has to be the Game Awards, because that's the one that basically put it all together, and that's the one I think everybody really looks towards to, other than our Game of the Year.
Yeah,
the Gamers get Game of the Year, of course,
the real one.
Yeah, but I mean, without having to play that game, I mean, for me, it'd have to be Tears of the Kingdom. I mean, I'm sure if I played Baldur's Gate 3, I'm sure I would love it, because, you know, so far, my brother's been pretty on point as far as, like, games, and I think he called Elden Ring, and you know, it's going to be tight between Elden Ring and God of War. I don't know, guys, what do you think? What do you think about the Game of the Year this year? Do you think they got it right, or do you think it should have been somebody else?
I would go with Tears of the Kingdom, because I've never even heard of Baldur's Gate until, like, the whole Game of the Year comment stuff came up. So I didn't even know that was even a game.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Baldur's Gate 3 winning, like, through and through. Like pretty much right when it was released, or I guess leading up to its release, like, it was pretty definitive it was going to win. But for me personally, I think I'd still go with Alan Wake 2, but that's on the personal bias opinion, but that's just me.
I mean, you know what? I mean, that's a good argument for that one, because it, you know, like, I think it won Best Direction to Alan Wake and Best Art Direction. So I mean, it was a good game, and from what I've heard in that, from the trailer that I've seen, it looked really good. And of course, under the way you described it, I mean, it sounds like it was a really good story. A really good, you know, just going through the entire game, the gameplay, experiencing it, and yeah, kind of, you know, investing yourself into this storyline, the plot itself. So, I guess because neither of us have played Baldur's Gate, you know, I guess it's kind of hard for us to be like, well, yeah, like for me, definitively say Baldur's Gate 3 is the true winner. Like, since I haven't played him, for me, it's still Tears of the Kingdom, just because, I mean, it was an epic game. I love the story. However, I haven't played Alan Wake, so I know my brother is not lying about it. You know, I'm pretty sure that game was good. And then I did play Spider-Man 2, and if I had to choose between the two, I would still pick Tears of the Kingdom. And Spider-Man 2 was great, fantastic, but I just, man, like, yes, and I'm docking points off of it, because it was short. It was short. Like, if they would have balanced it out as far as, like, the price and the length of the game, then it might have snuck in there. But, I mean, I really docked it a lot because how short it was. I mean, I loved the game. It was fun. The story was fun. Playing the game, you know, just swinging in the city. I mean, it's fun and amazing, just like the Miles Morales in the first Spider-Man. But, you know, Tears of the Kingdom for me.
Oh, yeah, what's that game? The day before. Have you heard what's going on with that?
Not recently. Did you hear something new?
Yeah. So apparently people are selling their Steam keys online from anywhere from $250 to about $300, maybe a little more than $300.
So I'm not familiar with the Steam key. Well, what does that mean?
It's basically what gives you access to the game. And people are selling them so people can still actually get access and play the game.
Well, man, is this going to be one of those games where, like, I remember there was, like, a mobile app game that came out, and then they took it off. And now whatever phone has this app on their phone is worth a lot of money because you can't find it nowhere else. Like, I guess makes sense. Kind of the same thing with this one, which, you know, yeah, it makes sense because, like, it was on there for a few days and now it's gone. I'm sure there's going to be a high demand for it because of its popularity, yeah. I guess, do you have one, Jermaine? Do you have one of those keys?
No, because it'd be gone if I did have one. I would have sold it.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure we'll hear some more stories about that game and the publishing company later, which I think that they closed. I guess if you hear the creators of that company, they might come back out, rebrand themselves, and start up a new company and probably do it all over again. But this time, probably do it in a way where they don't get caught. Because it does seem like a scam. I guess just getting the money and going. But I'm sure people who did buy it, I'm sure Steam is, you know, refunding their money. So I hope people out there who got the game, I hope you're getting refunded. Or, I don't know, maybe you have it on your system. And that could be, you know, worth a lot of money in the future. Who knows?
If there's a game for 2024 you're looking forward to.
Well, the only game that I'm looking forward to for 2024, I mean, right now, just from the top of my head, and this is only, because I don't know for sure, but if it's Wolverine that's coming out next year, then that's the game I'm looking forward to. Like, I want to play that game.
Nice. How about you, Jermaine?
The one I can think of is, what's it called? Pragmata. I don't know if y'all remember that one. I talked about it, I think, earlier this year or last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the whole space game, and it's, but yeah, I'm thinking about that one, because they postponed it for 2023, then they postponed it again for 2024, and now they postponed it for I want to say it's supposed to be done 2024, but you never know, man, it might be 2025 now.
Yeah, from what I've seen, or what I'm seeing right now, is 2024 release date, man, it's by Capcom, so it should be a pretty good game. They've been nailing it so far.
Yeah, because I've seen some, the only trailer they got, the one that I've seen, I mean, it looks interesting. Like, I want to know what led up to those events.
Yeah, like what happened.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you? What do you got?
Matt, well, I guess just two for now that I can think of top of my head. Dragon's Dogma 2, like after a decade, finally getting a sequel to that game. And the other one is technically a DLC, but I'm still going to look forward to playing it anyways, is the DLC for Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because I play that game a lot. So with the DLC coming out, like, I'll definitely be getting that too.
Yeah, and you know, since you brought that up, I mean, there is another game that, I mean, I don't know if it's coming out or if it's just gameplay, like somebody just made it out on their own. But I know there's one called Rise of the Ronin. That one, and then another game, I think I just saw like a trailer for it. It was called Phantom Blade Zero. I mean, they're both basically samurai games, and I saw them, they look great, and I guess those would be games that I'm looking forward to play next year, and hopefully to hear more information about them.
Nice. Yeah, the Rise of the Ronin is done by that Team Ninja company. Like, they made all the Ninja Gaiden games, the Neo 1 and 2 games as well.
Yeah, should be good. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's supposed to be released in March 24. So, shoot, I might have to give me that game in March.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess those are the games that, you know, I'm looking forward to, and we're all looking forward to 2024. We hope everybody else is looking forward to playing some new games. Maybe these games we mentioned today might be games you might want to look into as well. And, you know, 2024, you know, it's going to be a new year. New beginning, you know, everybody's going to have new goals and everything, so hopefully you all have great goals and stick to them, and if you don't, you know, take a break, you know, but try to stick through it if you can. And, you know, for me, I'm looking forward to another great good year. a great year, work-wise, family-wise, friends-wise, all that. And I wish everybody out there a happy and safe new year, and we'll see y'all next year. Nando, Jermaine, you have anything you want to say to the audience?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go out and celebrate your new year, be responsible, don't drink too much, and if you do, make sure you have somebody to take you home, and be careful.
Truth. Nando?
Yeah, absolutely. Always be careful out there. And yeah, just looking forward to the new year. What's coming up for all of us. Hopefully everything going to be great. And don't forget to check out, everything's basically on sale, PlayStation, Xbox, Steam. So make sure you check that out and drop us a comment, see what you guys got for the holidays. And as always, the Vine System is Alawa.
Yes, yes. And thank you, everybody. Happy New Year's, and we'll see y'all next year. We're the Unsung Gamers, saving the world, one game at a time. Bye.